The offensive line hadn't really been tested till now, but we could talk about a lot of these guys. But Evan Smith's a guy that's been here. It's rare to play all 4 years of a free agent contract. Just his versatility and what he would mean in a game like this.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a special game for Evan in a lot of ways. Sure. He's getting the start. He's gonna play hopefully the whole game, and he's going back to a place where he played out his first contract. And as you said, it is unusual in these times that a guy makes it to the end of his second contract, but that's where he's at. Evan has been a solid and versatile player, and he's done a good job in his role. At this time of year, for several players, their roles are changing. He's one of those guys, and I think Evan will do fine. We'll be up to the challenge.
Coach Cody, most times during the week, whether or not who's going to get the football, running the football. But on Green Bay, they've got three backs that run the football. How's that challenge going to prepare for that?
Yeah, well, they've got three backs that run the football. Two of them were out against Pittsburgh. So they were playing with, on their depth chart, who was their third running back. And then it looks like on the injury report this week that Jones maybe has a chance to get back. Montgomery hasn't practiced. I usually don't put a whole lot of credence in those injury reports until we get today's, if a guy doesn't do something today. So we'll have to, they're somewhat like us in that they're playing with a backup quarterback, and then they've had some injuries at running back as well. So, we're gonna have to figure it out once we get up there.
Dirk, Ryan Smith wasn't the only guy who struggled against Julio Jones, but how's he bounced back this week in practice from a tough game like that? How does he normally bounce back? Has he got a short memory
Well, he has in the past. He had a rough one against Minnesota earlier, and yeah, probably came back, and he didn't get to start the next week because we had another guy get healthy. But the last time he was in this position, he came back strong. I mean, in pro football, you got to have a short memory, especially at that position.
Coach, Cameron Blake looked to suffer a little bit of a hip injury
the other
day. He was limited. How is he
been
able to handle that right now?
Yeah, Cam will be fine. I mean, he's just that limited. I mean, limited is not out. Limited is just limited for practice.
The guys that are out?
Yeah.
Could you have seven guys that are injured that are inactive? Basically?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the number is going to be six.
Six?
Yeah. That'll be out when you see it.
Yeah. In terms of, we talk a lot about yards after catch. A lot of that's in the spring game, right? I mean, you look at a team average, and how have you guys done in that area? I don't know how many screens you're really running.
Yeah, we run quite a few. We've left a lot of yards on the table. With those screens, you talk about the key on screens is getting them started.
Yeah.
If you get that first block to get to the second level, that's when you can get some more yards. And, even last week was a perfect example. I mean, we had three or four times where we were right there, and it was a bang bang play. And we just haven't been as good as we have been in the past.
Is that just the linemen not getting to the second level? What's been part of the problem?
Sometimes it could be that, but other times it's the guy that's got the ball in his hands not setting the block up right. Cutting to the wrong side. You're trying to kick out, and he's trying to go on the wrong side of the block. So, like most of our issues, it's not one single thing.
Did Jameis progress with his timing every day? And pleased with where he's
at? Yeah. I mean,
a lot of muscle memory, I would imagine. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, he's played a lot of football. He didn't forget how, but there is definitely something to the timing, and that was a steady progression this week, and he'd be ready for Sunday.
As time goes by, Coach, it looks like Brett Hundley's getting comfortable. Sunday night, he said, a big game. Certainly, they ran some passes into long runs, but I'll talk about him and how well he's looked for that.
Well, he definitely played his best game last week against Pittsburgh. And like any quarterback, whether you're a starter or a backup, it starts with not turning the ball over. And, his first couple starts, he turned the ball over last week against Pittsburgh. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, that's always going to keep you in the game. The other thing he does a good job of is he can use his feet to get out of trouble.